A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Psachim Nun Tes, Psachim 59a, pagination page 117. We're going to see that there was a very specific order by which they would bring or do the different services in the Beis HaMikdash, particularly in the beginning of the day and at the end of the day, what was allowed to happen before the Tamid, this regular offering that was brought every morning and every night, and what was not allowed to be brought before the Tamid Shal Shachar or after the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim. Keep in mind, as we mentioned in the last session, that normally nothing is brought, no karbanos are shecht after the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim, the afternoon Tamid. The exception that we've mentioned until now is the Karban Pesach, and we will also discuss the possibility of another exception for a person who has not yet brought his Karban in order to become pure and be able to partake in the Karban Pesach, perhaps in that case called Mechusar Kippurim, a person who's missing a form of atonement, he's missing a specific karban, perhaps he too can bring his karban after the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim in order that he can be included in the Karban Pesach. So let's start in the Gemara, about midway between the top and bottom of the page. The first word on the line is Ketores, and then we begin Tana Rabbanon, we learnt. Ein l'chol davar, there is nothing, shekodim l'tamid shal shachar, that comes before the tamid of the morning, that special carbon that starts off the day, el ktoris bilvad, the only thing that would precede it, is the ktoris, the incense, that was brought on the inner mizbeach, shene'emar ba, because regarding that service, it is written, baboker baboker, a double word baboker, and that causes us to infer that it's early morn instead of waiting till regular morning, and it comes before the Tamid. For Yuktam Ktodes, it makes sense to put the Ktodes before Davar Shenemar Baboker Baboker, because it says, Baboker Baboker, Dechsevik, Tiro Alav Aaron, Ktodes Hamba Baboker Baboker, L'davar, as opposed to something, Shalo Nemar Bo El Boker Echad, as opposed to the Tamid Shal Shachar, which only says the word morning once. So that's the rule in the morning. The Ketores was brought first, and then the Tamid was brought. Ve'en l'cha davar, and there's nothing, Shemes Akev Achar Tamid Shal Beinu Arbayim, regarding the afternoon Tamid, El Ketores, Veneros, Upesach, Umechusar Kippurim, Be'erev HaPesach. These things would come after the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim. Number one, the Ketores, that would also come after. Veneros, and the lighting of the menorah. The Karban Pesach, which we've discussed, comes after the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim. And Mechusar Kippurim Be'erev Pesach, a person who still hasn't gotten his atonement, he still has to squeeze it in, so we would allow that after the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim, on Erev Pesach alone, Shetovel Sheinis, let him go to mikvah as he has to, after the Karban, Ve'ochal es Pesach l'Erev, and he'll be able to eat the Karban Pesach on that evening. Okay, so we're starting to get some structure over here. We're finding out that the Ketores would come after the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim, and the menorah would also be after the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim. The Gemara brings an opinion that rules that perhaps Mechusar Kippurim, a person who misses atonement, can always be squeezed in somehow after the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim. But the Gemara continues, if you skip about 3-4 lines, the first words on the line are Latana Kama, and the Gemara explains that the Tanakama's position we can more easily explain, Yavu asei de Pesach sheyish bo kores, because missing a carbon Pesach is very serious. V'yidcha asei de hashlama, and that mitzvah that we were told that there should be nothing brought after the tamid shabeno abayim, the afternoon tamid, that's not quite as serious a mitzvah, and the mitzvah of carbon Pesach is going to override it and allow this mechusar kippurim, this person who needs the atonement carbon, to be brought even after the Tamid Shabbeinu Abayim, she'en bo kores, because this concept of hashlama does not have the punishment of kores, cutting off spiritually, associated with it. If you skip another two lines, at the end of a line, Amar Ravina, Amar Rav Chista, Ravina said in the name of Rav Chista, there's another angle over here to be considered, which makes this a little bit more lenient. Hacha b'chatas ha'of askinon. It's not simply pushing away this rule that nothing's supposed to come after the Tamid, but rather we're dealing with a case of chatas ha'of, an atonement in the bird form, she'ein la mizbeach ela doma, because the mizbeach only gets its blood. It is not a carbon that is burned on the mizbeach, and therefore, even though the focus is whether you're doing shchita after the carbon tamid, but it's only shchita after the carbon tamid of an animal that is going to be burnt. But the chatas ha'of, the particular carbon that was being discussed here, was not burnt on the mizbeach, only its blood was sprinkled on the mizbeach, and therefore, this was the way that they were able to squeeze in the person who still needed a carbon in order to be able to bring the carbon Pesach. They were able to still squeeze him in because chatas ha'of did not have anything burnt on the mizbeach, and therefore shechting it after the carbon tamid was not a violation. Rav Papa Omar, Rav Papa comes up with a different creative suggestion. Afilu tema b'chatas behema, it could be that by a chatas behema, a regular animal, even if it's going to be burnt on the mizbeach afterwards, but mala umalina b'rosho shal mizbeach. He suggested that you could bring it up to the top of the mizbeach and don't burn it until later. And again, we're looking for creative solutions for the Mechusar Kippurim, the person who needs to still have a carbon done for him in order that he can eat from the carbon Pesach, even though the carbon Tamid was already brought. What's clear is that after the carbon Tamid, under normal circumstances, there are no carbonos brought afterwards. The exception, as we've been discussing, is the carbon Pesach, but beyond that, generally, carbonos were not brought. Another service that should be thrown into the mix here is the preparation of the menorah for its lighting. The pasuk, a few lines before where we began today, tells us, uksiv, the beginning of the line, uvahalos aron es haneros beno abayim yaktirena, that somehow the light of the menorah is linked to the Ktoris. And in fact, when the Rambam brings the description of the morning service, he writes that the Ktoris of the morning is brought, and at the same time, the person who's Midashen HaMenorah would prepare the menorah would also be in that part of the Beis HaMikdash, and they would come out together. They would come out together. Somehow, as the pasuk tells us, there's a link between lighting the menorah and bringing the ketores. And there is a beautiful explanation, insight, said regarding that, which I'd like to share. And that is that the lighting the menorah symbolizes someone who does good things. He's bringing more light into the world. And the Ktoras, we're told, atones for Lashon Hara, mitigates, protects. It has to do with Lashon Hara, with people who malign others. And the Ketores is a protection or an atonement on that. So the two, in a certain dimension, go together. Because we have a statement, Ein Adam Ba'aretz Asher Ya'aseh Tov V'lo Yechta. You don't have a person in the world who does good and doesn't sin. In other words, he does good and there's no room for criticism. If a person does good, there's going to be room for criticism. If a person doesn't do good, so I guess maybe there's no room for criticism. He just sits on his own and he doesn't do too much. He's a power of a person. But if a person's doing good, he becomes a leader. He makes an impact. He influences. So there's going to be room for criticizing what he does. We find, even by Moshe Rabbeinu, the Yalkut Shimoni in Devarim, describes that if Moshe Rabbeinu would come out too early, people would comment, he's coming out too early, maybe he doesn't have Shalom Bayis, if he comes out too late. So they also had comments. A person who's a public figure, there are going to be comments made. And therefore, perhaps, the insight here is that in the Beis HaMikdash, the lighting of the menorah and the ketores were linked. Because the person who lights the menorah needs that protection. It's linked to ward off the Lashon Hara. Because even if he's doing and acting in good faith, but there's always going to be room for criticism from which he needs to be protected. Yeshe Kalach, have a wonderful day.